Hi, everyone. Welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be bite-sized nuggets of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills, skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I'll answer three questions they ask of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work, from a spark of an idea 2 years ago until today. Let's get this conversation started.
What is a pitch, and where or when do you make that pitch? And no, we're not talking about baseball. We're talking about business, shark tanks, and pitching ideas to companies.
So a pitch is that introduction that you have of your company or your product. And you'll hear a lot of people call it an elevator pitch, because you're supposed to imagine you get into an elevator with someone you've been desperately wanting to talk to, and you have seven stories on that ride to tell them about your product or your company. I, of course, always say I would love it if I stepped into an elevator and Elon Musk happened to be there. And yes, I know my pitch. I know what I would want to talk to him about. I know what I would ask him, and I know what I would be telling him that our company could do with him. So I've got it all planned out, but you have to really think it over. You need to have a very succinct pitch about your company. You don't want it to drone on and on. You want it to be very keyword rich. You want it to entice the other person's curiosity to ask you more questions. You don't want it to be just a flat ending. You want it to be something that, you know, makes them curious and makes them ask you more about what you're doing.
Yeah, I completely agree. I know from our mental strategies camp, we talked about how first impressions really last, and planning is just key to everything that we do. And I'm so glad that I was able to like learn that lesson through Athena Racing, because it definitely has helped me like with school and school projects or outside with jobs. All right, now we're going to move on to our second question. Very exciting. Being able to pitch takes talent similar to those who give keynote speeches or well-known actresses. How do you prepare?
So I think it's really important to practice. So I do practice how I would introduce Athena Racing to anyone. Right now I'm even putting together a sizzle reel. So when I do that, I even have to narrow it down to how do I tell this story to someone. You really need to come up with your list of questions, and you need to come up with your very kind of your core pitch that you use for everything, that you can then kind of mold and shape to fit whichever situation you're in, so that it really resonates to the person that you're speaking with. But you know, we all do our practice, and I stand in front of the mirror in my bathroom and I talk out loud to myself, because it's really different when you're trying to, you know, testing it in your head versus saying it out loud. So you really do need to act like an actress and stand there in the mirror and speak to yourself. And, you know, that's the way that all of the great speech makers practice is, you know, you have to say it out loud in front of a crowd, and even practice it on your family and friends, just so that they can help you smooth out the rough spots.
Yeah, I think that's critical, and being sure to like practice in the mirror. That's one thing I do every day. Like what you do, you and I both smile in the mirror. We practice our pretty faces. Now let's move on to our third question. Why is it so important to be able to pitch well?
So you know how first impressions are really important, and you have that one time to make that first impression or to pitch that big investor or talk to that major donor. So you really do need to know your pitch. Like you can't just go, oh, I'm going to walk into this meeting, it's going to be no big deal, I can do it. We all practice. And trust me, from being in the startup world, you practice a lot and all the time until it's just like something you're talking in your sleep and it's coming out of your subconscious. So it is very, very important to have that pitch down, just to have like your basic kind of FAQs that everyone's going to ask you about, or, you know, the question that reporters will ask you, and just to have that elevator pitch just, you know, signed, sealed, and delivered, ready to go. So, you know, wrap all of these up in a great practice package and make yourself shine, and that will really impress those that you're talking with.
Yeah, that's so important. And I'm so glad you were able to talk about this today. And I appreciate everything you just went over. So thank you.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to our How I Built This episode of our podcast, Drive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social media on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, all at Race Athena. Our membership is rapidly growing and our events are incredibly fun. If you haven't become a member yet, you are welcome to sign up as a guest first. Our programs are free thanks to the support from our sponsors and volunteers. Have a happy week, everyone!